SBS Radio.
So October is an awareness month nationally for breast cancer. What does that exactly mean, having a month of awareness?
So a month of awareness is really an opportunity for NBCF to raise awareness about the disease and maybe dispel a couple of myths that are out there about breast cancer, but also to remind women to check themselves and to make sure that they can do their part in reducing their risk for getting breast cancer.
When you say myths, dispelling myths about breast cancer, what do you mean by that? What are some myths?
So with breast cancer, it's a really prevalent disease. It's actually, our modelling this year has shown that there are going to be over 19,000 diagnoses of breast cancer in Australia, and that's one in seven lifetime risk for every Australian woman. So it's actually trending up. So the incidence of breast cancer has been increasing year on year. So it's actually, we can never get complacent about breast cancer. While survival rates are going up, they've improved to 91%. We actually have more people being diagnosed, and unfortunately that means more people are dying. So when you might hear some good news about survival rates going up, it's actually, the problem is far from being solved.
What scientific opinion about why incidence of breast cancer are going up? Is it a matter of diagnosis getting better and that it's getting found out on time, or is there another factor that's impacting this?
Oh, look, that's a really good question. It's a combination of factors. There's things like the ageing population, better detection is certainly picking up more breast cancers, but it's also lifestyle contributors are doing their part as well to raise those numbers. So it's a combination of all of those things.
And in terms of who suffers from breast cancer, is there a particular age group or a particular groups, community in our society that suffers more than others?
I don't think you can say that any group or community suffers most. I mean, we know it's just, it's so prevalent. I mean, it touches every community. You know, one in seven women are at risk, and we know that over 3,000 Australians will die this year from breast cancer, and that's across every community. So that's, you know, 3,000 mothers, daughters, wives and sisters, and everyone will be touched sooner or later by this disease.
In terms of getting the diagnosis right, as soon as it starts to unfold, as soon as someone finds it out, how much does that improve, or sort of maybe what is the link between diagnosis and survival rates?
Well, I think the key is finding it early. The earlier that you can detect it, the more options you have to treat and to do well. We do know that the later it's detected, the worse the outcomes tend to be.
And what are some things that women should know, in terms, you said before that, you know, complacency is one of the biggest threats or problems. What are some ways that women can be alert about their health in terms of when it comes to risk of breast cancer?
Sure. Well, we talk a lot now about being breast aware, and it's really about noticing changes. Well, in previous years, you might have heard talk of, you know, if you found a lump, go see a doctor. But really, it's much more than that. It should be, if there's anything that changes or anything that gives you cause for concern, then go see a doctor straight away. Don't delay on that. The other thing to keep in mind is a lot of people think breast cancer is predominantly runs in families, and that's actually not the case. Only 1 in 10 breast cancers are familial or run within the family genetics.
Touching on the topics, the subject of research and looking for a cure or some sort of prevention, like with all cancers, nothing has really been done yet. I mean, in the world, to say that we can completely stop or completely cure cancer. But where is research up to in terms of specifically breast cancer treatment and breast cancer cure or prevention, or however, sort of whatever the best technical term for it is?
Well, the National Breast Cancer Foundation has an ambitious goal of achieving zero deaths from breast cancer by 2030. And the only way that we're going to get there is by investing in research across the whole spectrum of breast cancer research. So it's things from risk factors, identifying what are the main causes that we can do something about, which leads into prevention strategies and how we might prevent breast cancer from starting in the first place. But we also need to make sure that we can improve detection methods, make sure we can find those cancers as soon as they arise, and then also that we have better treatments so that these cancers can be treated with more effective treatments and with less harsh side effects. And then beyond that, we also need to make sure that the quality of life for people who've been diagnosed with breast cancer is high and keeps high throughout the rest of their life.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.